Hello, it's Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. Thank you for joining me for this short podcast, which is Queensland legislation focused. I'm recording this on the 10th of January 2023, and Happy New Year again to you. I wish for you a wonderful year ahead. Now, the reason for my podcast is over the last, particularly last few weeks through membership and our supporter best practice advice, a common question that's being asked is when should a notice to leave be issued for end of fixed term tenancy? Well, the Residential Tenancies Authority, the RTA, have on their website since the laws commenced a Q&A, and they've advised that a notice to leave can be issued for the end of fixed term up to one day prior to the end of the fixed term tenancy, without the tenancy reverting to a periodic, providing the correct time period has been applied. And the example they give is a notice to leave has been issued on the 14th of November 2022, providing 2 months' notice to leave for the end of fixed term that expires on the 15th of November. After the 15th of November, the tenancy does not revert to a periodic, and the tenants have until the expiry date on the notice to vacate. So that is a direct quote from the RTA and their RTA website. Now, if the lessor requests the tenancy to end on the actual end date of the fixed term, of course, the 2 months written notice must be given prior to the end date. So in that case, it'd be prior to the 15th of November, 2 months prior for it to end that date. But again, one of the questions I've been asked is it too late? For example, a question I just got asked this morning, an email I just received is there's a tenancy contract lease ending on the 14th of February. Can we give a 2 month notice end of fixed term agreement ground now? Yes, for sure you can. So I'll be discussing this during my upcoming Queensland training in March, the half-day PME events being held throughout Queensland. So realestateexcellence.com.au, with that focus being on lease renewals, rent increases, bond increases, and also minimum housing standards, which commence 1st of September this year, so coming up. Real Estate Excellence members, I've created a best practice guide, so just email me for more information on this topic, plus what I've just said verbally. And also, it's a feature as part of the February 2023 member update, which will be coming to you in the next few weeks. So when should a notice to leave be issued for end of fixed term tenancy? Well, any time up the day before, and that's because of Section 70 of the RTRA Act, the day before the end of the fixed term. So in the example, it was the 14th of November. The notice is issued, but the fixed term ends on the 15th. So it's the day before for 2 months written notice. Of course, if posted, which is not very common, but you'd have to add the postage period to that as well. But if it's emailed or hand delivered, it's the 2 calendar months. So realestateexcellence.com.au, training events for all the special one-day events being held, plus the half-day PME events being held throughout Queensland. Thank you for joining me. This is Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. Bye for now.